We also get to bring in great guests. And our next guest is Mari Cleveland. And she is a spiritual speaker. She's a women's Bible study leader. And she's also the spiritual leader here at The Quest. And so we are grateful. We'll be talking with her about all those things. But Mari, we know that all good things begin with prayer. So can you start us with a prayer for this next hour?
I would love to. Thank you, Kelly. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, first of all, we just praise you because from you all good things come. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you that you are the one who had the vision for this station, who placed that vision on the hearts of Carol and all those who have come around her. And Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you have given all of the listeners here in Atlanta through the content coming from this station. Lord, we just ask that we would continue to glorify your name and we would continue to draw people close to your Son as we continue to just pour out your love through the airways to all the listeners here in Atlanta. In your Son's precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so a few housekeeping things before we get started on the interview. We try to build excitement, have a little bit of fun by asking for goals, and if we meet the goals, then we get to ring the bell in celebration. And so you get to be the bell ringer.
Yay.
If we meet the goals. So one of our goals is a donor. We have four donors that have donated matching funds for this pledge drive. And so Kelly is the next one, and she has said that she will give us $1,200 when we get another $1,200 called in. So she's going to give us that money. She wants a lot of people to join her, or just one person who says that they'll donate enough to get us up to that $1,200 match. So the number to call if you want to do that is 678-688-4549. And you are welcome to give out the phone number at any time.
Okay.
If we get that match, you ring the bell.
Wonderful.
Also, if we get a founder, which is somebody who says that they will give $100 a month for 36 months, they'll get their name on a plaque at the side of the tower. Or I'm sorry, I keep saying that. At the site of the studio, right here in the studio, there will be a plaque and we will put your name on it along with all of the other people who have called in as founders. And you will be able to forever say that you're a founder of Catholic Radio. You can even put it in your obituary someday. You can gift it if you want to. Wouldn't that be cool for, you know, so often it's hard, especially for older parents, to think of something to give them. Wouldn't it be cool all the siblings join together and make their parents a founder of Catholic Radio, or maybe an anniversary, or a special priest that you know. We had Monsignor in earlier. He just celebrated his 50th anniversary. Wouldn't it be cool to gift being a founder to someone like that? How cool would that be? So if any way you would like to do it, it's $100 a month for 36 months, and you get some name put on the plaque, whether it's yours or somebody else's or a business name. So you also will get the prints, and every founder gets an Echo Dot. We also have a drawing today for an Echo Dot for everyone who calls in and makes a pledge of any kind, whether it's one time, monthly pledge. Everybody's name goes into a drawing at the end of the day, and we draw out one name, and that person will also get an Echo Dot. So you can get these beautiful Immaculate Heart and Sacred Heart prints if you're a monthly donor of any kind. Call the volunteers and they can run through all that, because we want to go to our interview process. So the number to call, 678-688-4549. We are in day one of our pledge drive. $1,200 turns into $2,400 this hour if we can get another $1,200 called in. All right, so we are talking again with Mari, and the question that I'd like to start out with is, I know that you are involved with The Quest and that you have been acting as a spiritual leader for them. So can you tell us a little bit about what that role entails and how you came to be involved with The Quest?
Great, thank you. Sure, I'd be glad to. So spiritual leader, that's a big title there. And I think probably what I would say is I first became involved with The Quest probably when The Quest was something that was still in God's mind, and he was talking to Carol, and Carol was praying quite a bit and discerning what it was that God was asking her to do. And Carol has such an amazing, beautiful spirit, and she was seeking. And so she talked to a lot of different people. I happened to be blessed to be one of the people that she spoke with, and she asked me to pray with her and help her think through what it was that God was telling her. And she told me this story later. She said that, She mentioned that she felt like God was asking her to help the poor, and she didn't know what that meant. And I think God gave me the word to put on my heart to speak to her. And I said, well, maybe he's talking about the spiritually poor. Mm-hmm. And that started the whole part of her journey, that God kept opening door after door after door to the Quest. And so what's beautiful about the Quest, because this is a volunteer organization, is that any gift you want to bring, they'll find a way for you to use it. So I love to pray. I love to help people pray. I love to tell people about God. I love to talk about scripture. And so they said, sure, we would love for you to do that. So one of the things that I've gotten to do is to sometimes help open our volunteer meetings with devotionals and get us all talking about our own spiritual journey. Because as volunteers here at the Quest, not only are we wanting to feed other people and bring content in and share that content with all of the listeners, but we also recognize that that's part of our call on our hearts to continue to grow in our own spirituality and our own faith journey. And so any way that I can help support that has been one of the things that I've done. We also got a great opportunity this summer. We realized that it would be wonderful if we could have our listeners pray with us. And so that's when we got to start. We said the Divine Mercy Chaplet. We recorded that. Annie helped our group record that this summer. And so I brought in some of my beautiful women who go to the Bible study that I lead at Blessed Trinity Catholic High School. And those ladies came in this summer. One of them even brought her daughter with her. And we recorded the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And so you'll hear us saying that, and we just ask you to pray that along with us at 3 o'clock every weekday here on the Quest. And it's just one other way that we can continue to pray together and build a community of faith.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And maybe we should take, I'll give out the number again, but maybe we should take just a moment and talk about what the Divine Mercy Chaplet is, because many of our listeners, 50% are not Catholic, 25% are fallen away Catholic, so they may not understand, maybe they've even heard the words and they just don't even know exactly what's going on there. And so maybe we can share a little bit about the Divine Mercy Chaplet. The number to call, though, is 678-688-4549. We would love to get these phone lines ringing. We are talking with Mari Cleveland, and we're talking all about her spiritual leadership here at the Quest and praying and recording the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. But we need to take a little bit of a break and really try to get these phone lines going, because it is so important that when we do these pledge drives, that we make the most of it. About 80%, I don't know about, since this is the first ever pledge drive at the Quest, it may be different, but across the board, most Catholic radio stations, I think about 80% of the money that comes in at the pledge drives. So it's really important that we take advantage of this time. And we're interrupting regular programming. We want to go back to regular programming and interrupt as little as possible. So the more that we are able to get from the pledge drive, the better off we will be. So the number again to call is 678-688-4549. You know, God can do really great things with our treasure, and we are asked to give back to God, because everything that we have comes from God. So we are asked to give back a little bit of that. He's not asking for all of it. He's asking for just a portion of it. Can you prayerfully consider whether or not part of that treasure should come to Catholic radio? Because it is such an effective way of evangelization. I think that you can reach more people with the smallest amount of money with Catholic radio than with any other charity that there is. There's plenty of worthy charities out there. We're just asking that Catholic radio be one of those. And so would you really prayerfully consider whether it is for you? I've been a donor to Catholic radio for about 18 years. I believe strongly in it. So I'm not preaching, you know, I'm not preaching something that I'm not trying to walk myself. I really do. And I've heard over and over again the testimonies of people who have changed their lives for the better, for God, and come closer to God because of what they've heard on Catholic radio, sometimes in small ways. Maybe they're just more patient and more knowledgeable about their faith, which is no small thing. Or maybe, you know, 3% of the people who were surveyed in a national study, 3% said that it saved them from suicide. You know, it's little ways, it's big ways, and it's everything in between. It's only possible to have these airwaves, though, if we call in and we make a pledge. So the number to call is 678-688-4549. right, so we are talking with Mari Cleveland, and I think we were going to talk about the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
Sure. So a lot of people may have heard of the Rosary, and that's one of the Catholic prayers that we say, and it's to help us meditate on Christ and let Christ's life through some of the experience of his mother. The Divine Mercy Chaplet was actually something that Sister Faustina received in a vision from God, and it's almost like a bit of a shorter version of the Rosary. And what's beautiful about it is it really focuses on trusting in Jesus. And I think that's one of the things that in this very crazy, busy day and age where we trust in a lot of other things and that those don't always work, recognizing the need to just let go and trust in Jesus with everything and give him all honor and all glory and just fix our minds on him, fix our sight on him. And especially right now with all the things going on, not only in our church, but also in the world around us that can sometimes cause us to have a lot of strife in our own hearts and in our minds and our souls. This is our opportunity to be able to just be focused on the truth and focused on Christ and let go and give him all that we have and just trust in him. And so that's actually one of the themes of one of the retreats that I'm about to give is trusting in letting go and trusting in him and being willing to do that. It's interesting how that really has resonated with a lot of women recently because I think we're holding on so tightly to what's going on. So whether we take that time to stop and trust in him through prayer, like maybe taking a few minutes to say the Divine Mercy Chaplet or whatever extemporaneous prayer God's put on your heart, or whether it's time to where you do go on a retreat and you study the word and talk to other women, whatever it might be, I think there are just great opportunities to make sure that we are letting go and giving God full ownership and leadership in our lives and what we're doing. And that gives us the most peace that we could possibly have.
Excellent. And I want to share with our listeners, and you're welcome to pray with me. I hope all of our listeners that know it will pray as well. It's my favorite prayer. It's my go-to prayer often in difficult times. And it's the last prayer of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And so in the name of the Father, God, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think that prayer at the end of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy has gotten me through some tremendously difficult times and really helped me to trust. And so I share that prayer often with people because I don't think sometimes it doesn't get added on to the end of the chaplet. I don't know if you do that here or not, but it's from the diary. It's a prayer from the diary, and I just think it's powerful.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Okay, so you were talking about a retreat and letting go and trusting in him. So do you want to talk a little bit about the retreat that's coming up? And is it something that everyone can attend, or is it just for a group that is sponsoring you?
Right. So the group that sponsors me is at Blessed Trinity High School. We do have a women's retreat a couple of times a year. And this year we are having our retreat coming up in a couple of weeks, November 9th. Actually, and we are being hosted at St. Anne's Parish because we're having it on a Friday. And so what we try to do and what we've done at Blessed Trinity and actually at my parish as well at St. Jude is really try to create communities that are more intimate, communities of women who are intimate, where it's a safe place where you can come in and you can talk about what's really on your heart. You build relationship, you build fellowship with each other. In this day and age where I feel like so many times we're stuck looking at Instagram or Facebook and we're so focused on we feel like we're watching everybody's highlight reel. We're watching their real lives, and it's so scary because we're living a blooper reel, right? And so sometimes it's hard for us to recognize that that might not be the real life that we're seeing. So we are creating intimate spaces where people can come and get to know each other. And so we've done that through our group of women at Blessed Trinity. We've done that at our parish as well. I know a number of parishes and schools because I've spoken at a number of different parishes and schools have gotten smaller communities of women so that there is a safe place for them to grow in their faith and to share This retreat that's coming up, we've got space for probably about 50 women to come, and we would love other women to come as well if they'd like to call into the station and show some interest in it. I'd be glad to get them that information. We've got seats for about 50 women, but we'll be talking specifically about, are there things in our life that we need to let go of? Are there things that personally, maybe some beliefs that other people have told us about ourselves that aren't true? Are there some things about our expectations of others that maybe get in the way? Things that we really need to let go of and give to God. And then how can we build and trust in Him? And, you know, it's interesting. One of the stories that we'll talk about is just the story of Moses, for example. You know, Moses, God gave Moses this great thing to do. He was supposed to go and help set the captives free. He was supposed to go to Egypt and tell the Pharaoh to let go of the captives of the Israelites. And so Moses said, I don't think I can do that, God. I think you got the wrong guy. I have a speech impediment. What am I going to say? Who am I going to say sent me? And he was all very upset and worried about this. And God is so merciful. He's so beautiful and He's so merciful. And so basically He said, you know what, Moses, it's okay. I'm going to get your brother Aaron to do the talking at first. And so Moses and Aaron went before Pharaoh. And a lot of people don't realize this unless they really, really studied the word and what it says in scripture, and explains that Aaron was the one who first talked to Pharaoh. And so what was so cool about that was Moses watched Aaron speak with boldness and authority from God to Pharaoh, and then he got to watch each of the miracles that God did on behalf of the Israelites and on behalf of His people. And so I don't know how many miracles it finally took, but Moses watched miracle after miracle, and finally Moses, his faith was so emboldened, he was able to step forward and say, okay, I'll do it now. And God does that for each one of us. You know, if we look back at our own lives and we start to think about, what miracles did God do in my life? What was it that God gave me or did for me? And it starts to embolden our faith, and it starts to build our faith. And because of that faith that we have, then we can go out and do great things for God, and we can step into scary places, like Carol having to step into starting this radio ministry, because this was something she had no experience with, but God gave her just this beautiful faith and this ability to let go and just put it in His hands and trust in Him that He would make it happen, mm-hmm. that He would make it happen. And so each of us have that opportunity to do that. And then we get to share that with our children as well. You know, one of the things that's so neat about Catholic radio is that in one of the surveys I was reading about, it said like 70% of parents have said Catholic radio helped them to be able to teach their children about the faith even more. Mm-hmm. So I think your own personal faith, and then also just more about our Catholic faith coming through what we learn from all of the different speakers on the radio, are just amazing ways to do that. And as we build our personal faith and then build the faith of our children in this next generation, we really need them to be able to be a generation who can step forward and who can trust in God and who can do great things for God and for His glory through His power that He gives. And I think it's just a great opportunity. So that's just a little bit about the retreat, or the types of retreats that I give, and the types of things that we talk about at those.
And so you said that if people are interested in attending it, they should call the station. There's not a website or something. They should call the station and give them their number, and you will call them back.
Exactly. Okay. That would be the best way. Thank you.
Okay. So we have an update here for the 2 o'clock hour. Again, we're working towards a $1,200 match who's being given to us. Who did I assign this one to?
Kelly.
Okay. Thank you for keeping me honest here. Now forget who, because we have four people.
And yes.
We're just kind of rotating. Four people gave us a whole bunch of matching donations to encourage others to call in and be a part of this wonderful opportunity to really evangelize through mm-hmm. the airwaves. And so they are doing that to encourage others to call in as well. And so Jim W. called in honor of Mari and of Catholic Radio, and aww. Wants the money to be an encouragement for both of them.
Oh,
so for Mari and for Catholic Radio. And so Jim gave our first amount for the day. And so we just need about $1,000 more called in. So $1,000 becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio if we can get that called in. And I know we can. I should say when we get it called in, because we can do this. I know we can. And if we can do it quickly, then we can add another match too, like we did last hour. How awesome was that? We had two matches last hour. So let's do it again. Let's get those two matches. And tonight I'm going to sit down and figure it up and make sure that we don't overgive the matches, but I don't think we're even close because those donors were very generous. So have been our listeners. Our listeners have been amazing and we are grateful, but when we look at the numbers, we know it's really not enough, you know, and truthfully, the more that you donate when we're in the pledge drive, the less pledge drives you have and the more you get to listen to regular programming. Although, you know, that might be a detriment in some cases because they really like listening to our local guests too, I think. But yes, please do take advantage of the time that we have right now and give us a call. The number to call is 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We are talking with Mari Cleveland, and she is a spiritual speaker. She's a women's Bible study leader, and she is also the spiritual leader for Quest. And she and her Bible study group recorded the Chaplet of Divine Mercy that plays every day at 3. So how awesome is that? So in preparation for the interview, you spent some time in prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and you were inspired to share with our listeners about our role as priest, prophet, and king. So can you share a little bit about that with us right now?
Sure, I'd be glad to. So what's interesting is God continues to just share that phrase with me, priest, prophet, and king. And I think probably as encouragement to all of us to recognize that right now we all know as Catholics, we have been our churches going through some challenging times. And we've got beautiful priests like Monsignor Finnessy, who was one of my pastors, who was just here recently, who are just so beautiful.
He was delightful, wasn't he?
He's amazing.
My.
It was so wonderful to turn on the radio and hear his beautiful Irish brogue again. I've missed hearing that from the pulpit. But he's one of those examples. But I think that as Catholics, we forget as lay people that we are also called to be priests. We are called to be priests. We're called to be prophets. We're called to be king. That was our baptismal call. And if we can step into the truth of what that means, we can bring even more people into a beautiful faith. We can bring more people because the first role of being a priest is really that I was reading an article that came out about 4 or 5 years ago from Bishop Barron, and he talked about how priest, prophet, king. He talked about how the priest is from that word pontifex. We're the bridge between God and man, and it's after we're supposed to make our lives after the first priest. The first priest, of course, being Jesus, and he was the first one who created that bridge for us between God and man. And how do we do that? How do we do that? We do that becoming more and more like Christ. Look at our own lives, see where we might need to repent of things, where we can become even more Christ-like as far as maybe being more holy. Is there anything that's keeping us from being close to God? But the other part of that is, as that bridge between God and man, is telling other people about our faith. And that's one of the things that God has just put on my heart. I love to talk about him, and I love to talk about how much he loves us. And I love to also intercede and pray for other people. And that's another great way that we are priests to other people, is that we intercede for them because we are that bridge and we lift their names up toward God. And we are that. So that's one of the things during this hour too, while we're on, if anybody would like to send in a prayer request, that's the other thing that we do here at the station, is that we have a team here of prayer warriors. And so if you would like to either become part of our prayer warrior team and pray with us, we would love to have that. You just call in and give us your email address, and we will put you on the list of prayer warriors. Or if you have a prayer request and would like to send that in, we do pray for you. Our prayer warriors pray for you, but we can also pray for you on the air here as well today. We'd be glad to do that. So that's one of the things that we do. The other piece of it too is that, you know, that bridge between God and man is looking at his word, is knowing that God gave us this beautiful living word. He is his Bible. Somebody said once, they said, you know, the Bible is the only book where you open it up and the author actually shows up, and he shows up every time. And for everybody who enjoys scripture, you get that. You know that the message is always fresh. It's always personal. It's always very applicable to you and what's going on in your life. And it's the way that God wants to speak to you. So if you can, once you get to know God's word and you can share that with other people, that's another way that we can be, just as everyday lay people, we can be that to each other. We can be that bridge and invite other people to understand and know the stories about that God gave us in his word. So that's part of it. The prophet piece, you know, oftentimes people, when they think about the prophets, they think about Jeremiah or Isaiah or those prophets who had to really deliver tough messages. I mean, Jonah was so upset about having to go to be a prophet that he ran the other direction, right? And he got thrown in and got swallowed by the whale, and he was running away from having to be a prophet. But I think one of the things that we can see today as being a prophet, it means being a truth teller, telling people the truth. And that means telling them the good news, telling them the truth about how much God loves them and how you don't have to do anything to earn God's love, that God loved you even before you were formed in your mother's womb, that he already had a plan and a purpose for you, and that there's nothing that you can do to disappoint him so much that he's not going to continue to love you and want that plan and that purpose for you. And that God, you know, the good news and the truth that people need to understand is you don't have to earn it. You don't have to earn it. You know, when Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan, God said, "Here is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased." And he says that to each one of us. At that point, Jesus hadn't started his ministry yet. He hadn't done any miracles. He hadn't done anything. He hadn't sacrificed himself. God was well pleased with him and called him beloved. And it's the same for each one of us. And I think that as prophets, if we can tell each other that message, you know, God loves you. Annie, God loves you, and he's got a plan for you, and this is what I see in you. These are the gifts I see that you have. These are the spiritual gifts. I see that when you, you know, when you offer your gift of encouragement and a listening ear, how much you love people and share God. So those are just some examples of how we can share his love and share his truth with each other, is by helping each other know what it is that God's given them and what kind of gifts you have that you can share. So spiritual gifts are one of the things that I love as well. We talk about a lot, and just all the different ways that people can share those gifts, because your spiritual gift is the gift that God gave you in order for you to help him love other people. Yes. And we talk a lot about that in some of the groups that I'm part of. And it's just wonderful to watch those gifts grow and be used in beautiful and miraculous ways.
Well, and I'm going to interrupt you because we were talking about a father who is proud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your father is proud too, because he called in from Portugal and pledged in your name. So how awesome is that?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, isn't that so good? I love that. I love that. So now that means that we are down to just needing $900. That's all we need in order to get that, turn it into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. So I encourage all of our listeners to prayerfully consider joining the efforts of Jim and of Mari's dad, who both called in and made a pledge in order to get us up to this $1,200 and turn it into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. The number to call is 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. I also want to take this opportunity, when we're interrupting anyway, to really give a big thank you to the Malcolm Bridge Chick-fil-A location, because they provided us with breakfast. Holcomb. Looks like it's been too long of a day. Sorry about that. Holcomb Bridge Chick-fil-A location, who gave us breakfast again today. They gave us breakfast yesterday, breakfast today. Awesome. I think I'm actually taking some of that breakfast back with me to the hotel for my dinner. So thank you to Chick-fil-A who donated. And also a big thank you to Thrive Coffee for donating the delicious coffee for our volunteers. I've been drinking my fair share of that as well. So thank you to Chick-fil-A. Thank you to Thrive Coffee, who both provided the treats that we had today. So thank you. Again, the number to call, 678-688-4549. We are trying to get to $1,200 before the top of the hour. So at 2:57 is when we go to a short break. And so until 2:57, so 27 more minutes that we have to raise $900 more. If we can get just $900 called in, it becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio. Can you be a part of it? Can you give all of it? Can you give a part of it? Whatever amount. You can give one time. You can give monthly. So $40 a month becomes $480, right? I know $50 a month becomes $600. So if we could get $600 and $300. So if we get $50 a month and $25 a month, we've got it. $50 and $25, we've got the $900, and it becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio. Three people, I love threes. I always think of the Holy Spirit, Trinity. The third person of the Holy Trinity. So if we can get three people at $25 a month, that'll do it for us too. So come on, give us a call. I love also the Dollar a Day Club. The Dollar a Day Club, you know, I think most people can come up with something in their life that they can give up every day that would get them a dollar. You know, I love Quick Trip tea. I've got my tea here. I could give up a dollar a day. I could. You know, I could donate that to Catholic Radio. Can you give up a dollar a day? That's all it takes to send it towards Catholic Radio. It is such an incredibly easy but also incredibly effective way to evangelize, because your money then helps to keep the Holy Spirit moving through these airwaves. And there's a potential 3.1 million listeners. We had a volunteer who was in here earlier and said that, you know, that it was Catholic Radio that really, you know, helped bring her back to the faith. And we hear that over and over and over again. And so can you be a part of that? We can't put a dollar amount on things like that. We can't put a dollar amount on the marriages being saved, a dollar amount on the people who are stopping contraception and all of a sudden, you know, being open to life and having families, or the word gets out on these crisis pregnancy centers and PATH that was here earlier, and lives are changed because of what they're hearing on Catholic Radio. We cannot put a dollar amount on that. It is only possible through your donations. This is all listener supported. And that's why when we do these pledge drives, it is so important that you pick up the phone and give us a call, 678-688-4549. Right now, three people, $25 a month, and it turns into $24 for Catholic Radio. That's all it takes, $25 a month. Can you be one of those three, one of the three who says yes to Catholic Radio? By saying yes to Catholic Radio, you say yes to God, and you allow Him to work through the airwaves. So give us a call, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Mari Cleveland, talking about, you know, the women's Bible study, the retreat that she has coming up, being a spiritual leader for the Quest. We're now talking about the message that she received in adoration to share about the phrase priest, prophet, and king. We've talked about priest, we've talked about prophet. I don't think we've talked about king yet.
You're right. And okay. I was actually just being blown away by your math skills there, Kelly. Oh. Because...
You know, when it gets to be the last day, I can't do math for the life of me.
That was very impressive. That was very impressive. Right. So king, and we usually think about king. And once again, as lay people, we forget we are called to be at our baptism. But at our baptism, we are called to be priest, prophet, and king. And so the king part, there are a couple of ways to look at king. One is the king is the one who fights, right? The king is the one who... recognizes that there is a war to be fought, that things have to happen to fight that battle. And we are in a spiritual battle. We are in a battle of spiritual warfare. Actually, my daughter was just at Life Teen the other night, and she said, oh, we were talking about spiritual battles and that we're in a spiritual warfare. And I said, yes, it's so important for us to recognize that. And God gives us so many ways that we can rely on Him to fight those. You know, in Ephesians, it really talks about using, putting on the armor of God and putting on all of those parts that He gives us, just walking in the Holy Spirit and using the truth that we have and the peace that we have and the word that we have, and relying, once again, it's all about relying on Him for that. The other part about the king, which is really neat, is recognizing that the king knows how to manage his resources. And so that's the part that really spoke to me about this as well, is, as I was mentioning earlier, our spiritual gifts. Those are gifts that God gave us at baptism. He continues to grow those in us at our confirmation. My daughter's about to be confirmed, so this is very top of mind for me right now. And those spiritual gifts are the ways that he has gifted each of us in a different and a very unique way to be able to share his love with others. You might have the gift of teaching. So when you teach, people learn in new and amazing ways and things become clear in new ways. You might have to have the gift of encouragement, which means that when you listen to somebody and you listen with your full heart and let the Holy Spirit work through you, that people who have the gift of encouragement will oftentimes say, oh my gosh, people all the time are telling me all of these intimate details of their lives. Or they say, you know, strangers will come up and tell me all this stuff. And it's basically God is using you and your beautiful listening ear to be able to heal people and to let them know that they're loved. Because so many times today, we don't really listen to each other. We text or we post on Instagram and things like that, and we've lost that sense of intimacy and that sense of community and that sense of just really being there for each other that God calls us to. And so using our spiritual gifts in very personal ways are great ways that we can manage these resources, manage these gifts that God has given us, and step fully into what we're called to do as baptized Catholic Christians, which is to share God's love with other people and to draw people closer to him. And that's, I think, the encouragement that I want to continue to give people. You know, the two people who called in specifically for me are two incredible people in my life. Jim and my dad are both men who in my life really demonstrated the love of God in a lot of different and unique ways. You know, my dad has always been a guy who I can count on, who's a very steadfast, faithful person in my life. And so I'm so thankful to have that, because so many times we see God the way we see our dads. And for me, that I'm just so blessed by that. Jim, who phoned in, I'm pretty sure this is the same Jim. He was my first boss when I first graduated from college. And he specifically was one who set me on a really beautiful journey to grow deeper in my faith. He's the one, when I was 23 years old, helped me go onto my first, onto Curcio. Mm-hmm. And when I made my Curcio when I was 23, which was over 30 years ago now, that's what lit me on fire for being able to want to know more about God and to want to really understand what I was supposed to do as a follower of Jesus. And Jim's the one who made that happen in my life. He's a beautiful, faithful Catholic man. He and his wife have done amazing things here in the Atlanta area for people, especially for the unborn. They have a beautiful ministry for that. And he's the one who kind of helped push me toward God, who was already calling on my life in different ways. And so I've continued to grow and search after and seek after God because of these people in my life. So I just encourage, you know, parents and grandparents, whether you're somebody's boss or whether you're somebody's coworker, you can have an amazing influence on somebody's life, and an amazing influence in ways that you might not even know, that just continues to help fan the flame or light the spark for them to want to become closer to Christ and to walk fully into the plan and the path and the life that God has for them. And it's so beautiful. And if we could each do that for each other, oh my gosh, how amazing things would be.
So lovely. Lovely thoughts there. Lovely wisdom that you're sharing. And we don't have an update here. So we are getting an update. It looks like we're going to get another one here in just a minute. And I will let, so we'll talk about it in a minute, but I'll give out the number again. 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. We have until 3 o'clock. We are trying to get $900 more called in. If we can get $900 more called in, then it becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio. And we would love to get this match that Kelly has made available to us. Kelly has said that if we can get $1,200, or when we get $1,200, she's going to add another $1,200 it. She wants to give it to us. She's going to give it to us. She wants to have as many other people join her in that effort as it takes to get that $1,200. So please give us a call. We have a one-time pledge of $25 that just came in, and it's dedicated to Mari, her spiritual sister and friend. It's from Susan. Susan, thank you
Susan.
So good. So Susan gave us $25, so that means we just need $875. Just $875. If we can get three people who will give $25 a month, then it will get us past that $900, and we can turn it into 24 $100 for Catholic Radio. So if you can consider giving in a monthly way, you also will get these beautiful Immaculate Heart and Sacred Heart prints. You can't get this particular print. You really can't get it anywhere else. It came from an 1800s print in Germany, and I haven't seen it anywhere else where it's all the sepia tones. Beautiful, beautiful prints. So if you would like a copy of that, all you have to do is become a monthly donor of any amount, whatever amount, and we will send this to you. So the number to call again is 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549, and we will send you out these beautiful Immaculate Heart and Sacred Heart prints. You get into the drawing for the Echo Dot. If you become a founder at $100 a month, then for 36 months, then you automatically get that Echo Dot. And you also get all the other gifts. You get a Holy Card. And also, if you want to call in with prayers, whether you can make a pledge or not, call in and tell us your prayers. We do not. I was Protestant. I'm a convert. And so I always make sure that I clarify, we are not selling prayers here on this on this radio station. So you do not have to make a pledge at or a pledge to get a prayer. And we do have Susan who is asking for a prayer. Her prayer request was for children, for her children, or for children and her tongue cancer. Yes? Okay. Yeah. So it's coming in a little bit at a time here. So we wanna pray for her children and for Susan's tongue cancer to be healed.
Yes. So Heavenly Father, we praise you, and we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God who heals. And Lord, I just do ask for healing for my dear friend Susan. I ask you to touch her tongue and fully heal it. We ask you to give her doctor's wisdom and discernment in treating her. Lord, I also thank you and I praise you for her beautiful servant's heart, for her humility, for her love of you, for all the ways that she does glorify you in her life and in her words. I pray for her children, her precious children. I do ask for healing for them as well. I thank you for the beautiful witnesses that they are to their faith, and I ask you to continue to give them guidance and help them to walk fully in your will for their lives. And we pray this in the name of our Savior, your Son, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ah, so beautiful. Okay, so we're just at $875 left in order to turn it into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. We are going to take a break at 2:57, and then we're going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy that Mari recorded, and then we'll be joined by Betsy Orr from Purification Heritage Center, and so she will be sharing with us at that time. So a little bit of a break here in about less than 15 minutes. So really, we've got our work cut out for us, but it can happen. $875. Like I said, three people at $25 puts us over the top. If you can give all of the $875, if you can give a one-time pledge, it could be many hands make light the work. A whole lot of people calling in. They've got a lot of people over there that can answer phones. So come on, just give us a call really quick. Whatever amount that you can call in at, please call 678-688-4549. I love that all three of these calls came in for Mari. I'd love to see more calls come in for Mari, and I'd love for people to call in and say, I'm calling because I love Catholic Radio. So give us a call, ask for your prayer requests, whatever you would like to do, just give us a call, 678-688-4549. You know, stop and say a prayer. You know, I would say, Holy Spirit, I love Catholic Radio. I really love Catholic Radio, and I want to participate in the mission of saving souls, because that's what Catholic Radio is all about. So how much would you like for me to donate today? How can I help? And maybe it is a donation, maybe it's something else. But if the Holy Spirit is putting it on your heart to give us a call and make a pledge, then by all means, please, please pick up the phone, 678-688-4549. God can really work with the yes that you give to Catholic Radio, because he can send it out through the airwaves, and lives are being changed. There is no doubt about it. I've seen stacks and stacks of testimonials. I've heard them from the mouths of the people who have had them occur to them. It is happening. It is absolutely happening. Catholic radio is changing lives. Do you want to be a part of it? It's just starting in Atlanta. Just now starting in Atlanta. And it is working. The Holy Spirit is working through these airwaves. So give us a call. 678-688-4549. Okay, so we are talking with Mari Cleveland. She is a spiritual speaker, women's Bible study leader. She is also the spiritual leader for the Quest. And she's formed like a prayer group that prays for all of our listeners, all of our volunteers for the success of Quest. And she also leads the chaplet that we'll hear at 3 o'clock. So we are grateful. So where do you want, you've been talking a little bit about spiritual gifts, and I know that that was something that we wanted to talk about. So can we talk next about discovering our spiritual gifts? How do we as lay people discover our gifts and then put them into practice for building up the kingdom of God?
Yes. So what's interesting is there are a number of different spiritual gift assessments out there. The St. Catherine of Siena has a beautiful workshop called the Called and Gifted Workshop, which I know that Prince of Peace actually just hosted recently here in Atlanta, and there it is open. St. Catherine of Siena offers it to other parishes as well if they'd like to host a workshop to learn about them. There are also various assessments done online where you can learn about your spiritual gifts. I think one of the most important things to recognize about spiritual gifts are spiritual gifts, you start to understand if it's your spiritual gift based on somebody else's experience of them. So it's based on what other people say happens in your interaction with them. And a lot of it has to do, the questions that you'll find when you take the assessments are around your experiences and where you've seen God work and the various experiences that you've had. So as you walk deeper and richer into your spiritual gifts, I think one of the things that you oftentimes find is the closer you are to God, the more clear your spiritual gifts become, because he does create these amazing divine appointments where you interact with people and you can start to see where he's called on you to grow in these. I've given several different retreats where we talk about and learn about our spiritual gifts. And one of the other things that's important to realize is that all of them are important. And whether you've got the spiritual gift of administration, which means, you know, you're very organized and you can administer very well, or whether you have the spiritual gift of prophecy, where you're actually prophesying something that's come straight from God, both of those are equally important and equally used by God in people's lives. For those of us who don't necessarily have the gift of administration, we do really appreciate those people who have that gift. And I've been in workshops where people have said, oh my gosh, I got a boring one. Well, there's no such thing as a boring gift from God. So part of it is you get to learn more about yourself and you get to learn more about how God is calling you and wants to use you. I had one friend who really said, I really would love to grow in spiritual gifts and have additional spiritual gifts. And we just talked about continue to pray and see what God reveals to you. And what was neat is over the last few years, he's actually revealed to her several additional ones she has. And she started to be active in new ministries because of that. So in all of our Catholic churches, I go to St. Jude the Apostle in Sandy Springs, and we have amazing ministries, so many amazing ministries with beautiful, humble people who lead those ministries. But sometimes you end up in a ministry just because a friend asks you to come along, but maybe it's not really a ministry where your spiritual gift is being used. So if you understand your spiritual gifts, you can also learn when to say no to something and allow somebody else to step into that opportunity, or you can pursue something and say yes to something, or maybe even begin a new ministry because your gift is one that's going to cause you to be successful at helping lead a different type of ministry for your parish. So that's really important to know as well.
Excellent. Okay, so we have a couple of updates here. Dawn called in and Dawn gave a $50 pledge and asked for prayers. I'm thinking it must be a typo and it's Mari and family that they walk the path of faith. Would that, or it says Mori. It says Mori, but I don't know if that's a typo or not, but we'll just pray for whoever that is because the Lord knows that they walk the path of faith. We also have a call from Francis who gave a $100 one-time pledge. It's from a Protestant sister in Christ. And you know who that is, Francis?
I do. She's one of my very best friends. Excellent. Yes, thank you, Francis.
She says she's dedicated to Mari for her heart for women. And Lori is giving us $25. So that means that we're right now at an even $500. So that means that we just need $700 called in, and it turns into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. So $50 a month gets us to $600. Another one-time $100 pledge, and we knock this out of the park. It could be two people at $25 a month and a one-time pledge. So whatever it takes, let's just, come on, give us a call. Let's get up to this $700. Let's turn it into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. Again, the number to call is 678-688-4549. And we only have about 6 more minutes. About 6 minutes left until we go to a break and then to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So now's the time. If you want Mari to know that you're calling in her honor, especially right now is the time. But we would sure love to get this last $500. $40 a month gets us $480. And then we just need another 20, or it could be three people at $20 a month. Give us a call, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Mari Cleveland. Wow, it's been just a delightful hour to spend with her, and so many people that love her that are calling in her honor, and that's always special to be able to share that. So what would you like to your last few minutes to discuss?
So I think that for me, one of the most important things, and my husband always teases me and he says, you know, did you make sure that everybody knew how much God loved them? Because he knows that's what I love to do, mm-hmm. is talk about how much God loves you and how God, as I said before, you know, he knew you before you were knit together in your mom's womb, and he has a plan and a purpose for you. And I think right now I've got a son who's a senior in high school. And so right now it's a little bit of a stressful time, because those of us who are mamas of seniors get it. You know, you've raised this child up for so many years and you're so excited about the future and the plan that God has for them. But at the same time, you're having a hard time letting go. And you've got your dreams for this child, but you know that God's dreams are even bigger for that child. So I think one of the pieces of encouragement I would give, because I'm giving it to myself and to my fellow moms and seniors every day, is just remembering that God loves those people in your life even more than you could. So whether that's a child that you have, whether it's a sibling, whether it's a parent that you have, God loves that person even more than you could possibly love them. And that he's got them. And so the more that you look to him and ask him to be with them and lift them up, that your prayers, you know, it says in scripture that the prayers of a righteous man bring much, you know, avail much. And so your prayers, sometimes we feel a little helpless, especially those of us who know our kids are going to now be many miles away from us, and we can continue to pray. And the power of prayer is amazing. My dad, who just called in from Portugal, he's actually over there in Europe right now. He just finished partially walking the Camino mm-hmm. of St. James. And he's constantly in my prayers. We lost my mom about 4 years ago, and my dad is continuing to just honor her legacy by continuing to do things that they love to do together. But my mom always appreciated the prayers of people. She fought cancer for many years, and people prayed for her. So I've seen the miracle that comes with prayers. I've seen the miracle that happens in people's lives because they've allowed themselves to just let go and give God their lives and give him their dreams. And he did amazing things. And so I would just encourage everybody to continue to pray. Pray for those you love, and remember how much he loves you. You don't have to do anything to earn it. You don't have to do anything to prove it. That there might be lies that you need to let go of and let him heal in your heart. And that he loves those people that you love so much and maybe you're worried and concerned about. He loves them more than you can, and he just wants you to offer them up and pray for them. I've got one dear friend who always tells us, put him in the tabernacle. You know, to go put him in the tabernacle. Let God have those people. So that's what I would just encourage.
All right. And I want to share a quick story from Mother Angelica. I'm going to have to do it really quick because I also want to let you know that Lori called in $25. She said to dedicate her pledge to the Blessed Trinity Bible study that Mari leads. And also there's a donation here for $50 from Blessed Trinity Mom's Bible study. So those are our two more donations. Can we get some more? It would be awesome. We just need $450 more in order to turn that into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. So $40 a month puts us over the top. All right, I wanted to share, it's been on my heart this whole time, and it keeps coming to mind mine, so I'm going to share it with you. It's a Mother Angelica story, and she said it's my favorite one, actually. She said that she's at the ocean, and I'm going to make this very short. She's at the ocean. She's calling in the waves. She says, I love the ocean, and all of a sudden, a drop of water gets on my skin, and she said, I heard a voice say, Angelica, do you see that drop of water? And she said, oh, yes, Lord. And he said, go ahead and fling that drop of water back out into the ocean. So she did. She said, I just flung it out in the ocean. And he said, Angelica, can you go find that drop of water? And she said, oh, no, Lord. It's lost out in the ocean. There's no way that I can find it. And he said, so it is your sin in the ocean of my mercy. And I think about that all the time. It's powerful. We're getting ready for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. It goes along with what you're saying about really trusting and really giving it all up. And I think that is the way that the evil one gets in to so many people is you can't be forgiven. Right. You've done this. It's not forgivable. Everything is forgivable. Yep. It is, other than turning your back completely on God, everything else can be forgiven. It's God's mercy. He's got an ocean of mercy out there. Let your sins go out into that ocean and be immersed in his mercy. So that's my last message. We have 1 minute, so you get the last minute.
Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for this time that we could be here with you today. I thank you for all of the listeners who are listening. I thank you for all of my dear friends who did call in and who are continuing to support Catholic Radio, for all of those who are praying for Catholic Radio. Lord, I just ask you to continue to shower your mercy and your blessings on the listeners on this station and help us to continue to glorify you and honor you in all that we do. And we thank you for the opportunity that we have to come before you and to pray with you and to pray for everyone we love, that your mercies are new every morning, that your blessings are with us every day. We ask and we pray to you and we ask all of this in your son's name.
Amen.
And Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And we get to go off ringing the bell because we have a Marcia called in, $50 a month.
Woo!
All right. Woohoo!